I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia? Especially Maryland. We'll tell you why in a second.
Great state of Maryland.
There's
baby.
A bit of news that affects the state of Maryland. Good morning. It's Great Danny here on The Fan. I'm Danny. That is Pete Medhurst in for GP all of the week. A couple things we want to get to this morning. The Braves have signed, here come the Braves, signed Marcell Ozuna. Somebody that I wanted the Nationals to target. 1 year, $18 million. I know he plays the outfield. I know we've got outfielders. Position flexibility doesn't seem to be a problem for the Nationals. I think they missed the boat on this one. I really do. 1 year, $18 million. So the Braves downgrade from Donaldson, spend $4 or $5 million less than what he made last year. You got your impact middle of the order bat. I'm an Ozuna guy. I know he didn't have a great batting average last year. People look at that, and that's all well and good, but I think that guy can play. And I think he would have helped the Nationals an awful lot. We'll get into that. 10:30, Charles Davis, one of our favorite guests, will join us at 11, breaking down Super Bowl, kind of talk with him. Jay Gruden has a new landing spot. He'll be coordinating one of the most pedestrian, boring, terrible-looking offenses from the NFL last year. We'll tell you all about that. And we'll talk some Mahomes in the noon hour as well. But, Pete, this just came across the old Randy Duhier news desk this morning. I was waking up this morning. Kids are, you know, running rampant. The wife had to leave way early in the morning. And so I do my normal bit, scroll Twitter just to see what kind of news is going on. And this jumps across my desk here. The headline of the Washington Post, Daniel Snyder wants legalized gambling at a future Redskins stadium in Maryland. So this is kind of your politics, touches sports, and now, you know, kind of the ball gets rolling here. First reaction to the story, I sent it to you this morning. What do you make of this? That Dan Snyder, and we'll get into kind of the specifics here in a second, but in some meetings that took place within the last week, spoke to Maryland lawmakers in Annapolis, basically saying, in so many words, according to a couple of people familiar with the story, I'll build in Maryland. I'll stay here in Maryland. Maybe it's the old FedEx site, whatever it is, if you get me some gambling. If you get me what Ted Leonsis is going to get in D.C., I'll stay in Maryland. If you don't, I'll go somewhere else. What are your thoughts on the story?
Here's the only hang-up on that is what kind of protections are in place because of MGM being within Prince George's County as well. And I think that's part of it, and the proximity of the two places, because technically Live Casino is in Anne Arundel County, where it's located just over the PG. It's right there at that intersection of PG, Howard, and Anne Arundel County. So I think that's why that is able to be in that location. So, you know, right now, I think you're looking at a situation where if Dan can get this built logistically, you know, being, you know, what, let's see, exit 15 to exit 2, 13 exits around the Beltway from where MGM is, I think it's a stroke of genius because, A, there's already infrastructure there for a stadium. Maybe you build onto the stadium. Maybe you put a roof on this stadium. We know if you put a roof on the stadium, you then have a chance at a Super Bowl. Here's the problem. He's going to run into the same thing that MGM did at first. When you first had any kind of a large event down at MGM, the traffic getting in and out of there off of the Beltway and off of 210 was an absolute nightmare. I mean, one time they had some kind of walkathon or something over there, and the traffic was backed up almost to Springfield trying to come across the Wilson Bridge. As we know right now, traffic infrastructure over there is horrendous. They're going to have to come up with some kind of sky ramp type situation to get you out on the Beltway further off instead of Arena Drive. There's a lot of other things that have to go into it. But I think also Dan is realizing, hey, there's not a lot of people out there that are necessarily knocking down the door for my football team from a stadium standpoint. So, hey, why not build here, build in Prince George's County, stay here where he's already been invested, and certainly Prince George's County is a place that the state of Maryland wants people to invest in right now. And as I said, the guy that's going to eventually replace Larry Hogan as the governor, knock on wood, more than likely, is probably Peter Franchot, who's the current comptroller, who's all about cash. And if it can make cash for the state of Maryland and he can put, you know, shape it in that way, I think he has a chance.
So I don't think a lot of Redskins fans care about this the way that I do. And I acknowledge that. And that's sometimes something that this is a passion thing for me, that I care a lot about this sort of these dealings that Snyder and before him Bruce Allen were doing. And I know a lot of Redskins fans don't care. So I'm talking at you here for a second, but bear with me. Let me recap as to where we're at, okay, on this front. Because I think this is the story with the Redskins. I really do. I think it's why Bruce Allen was here for longer than he should have been for by years, by any measure. Because Dan thought he was essential to this process. We know that he was not, but Dan didn't know that, in my humble opinion. Snyder is trying desperately to leverage three different municipalities, the city of Washington, D.C., via the federal government with the RFK site, different places in Maryland and in Northern Virginia. He's trying desperately. This is me talking. This is not reporting. Trying desperately to leverage three different municipalities against each other so that he will get the sweetheart kind of deal that the Lerner's got. That's what he wants more than anything else in this world. Yes, he wants a new stadium, but he wants the public to foot the bill. He wants that magic thing that owners get
sometimes. Just like everybody else.
Just like every other owner. So the billionaire doesn't want to spend his own money. And I understand that, by the way. I get that logic. I understand not wanting to spend your own money when you don't have to. If someone's going to pay for it for you, you'd rather have that. I'm of the humble opinion, by the way, that billionaires who make the money off the public shouldn't get a dime of extra money from the public so that they can then turn around and make money off the public. With all due respect, sir, pound sand, build your own stadium, or don't. That's my humble opinion. Now back to where we are. Months ago, Larry Hogan, governor of Maryland, there was a land swap deal about some area that's not too far from MGM where there was some proposal there where maybe we could get that site secured. That's the place you're going to build. Larry Hogan realized this guy's full of bleep. He's full of it, talking about Dan Snyder. I'm not doing this deal with him. We ain't doing it. We're out.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan, Maryland, pulls out. In Virginia, okay, you had state delegates and state senators talking about after the disastrous deal for the city of Richmond, where they cannot wait for that shot clock to expire to get out of that terrible deal for them, where a bunch of things are promised, not delivered from the Redskins' angle. It's their own fault, by the way, that they agreed to it. Not blaming the Redskins for that. But they don't want any part of this. They don't want any part of a stadium in a lot of the places that you would want a stadium if you were a Washington Redskins fan. D.C., they were counting on, within a current administration, some folks on Congress that were allies to Bruce Allen, a kind of backdoor piggyback, they call it pork barrel spending, a little piggyback onto a bill that would allow some control of the RFK site, ultimately for the Washington Redskins to maybe do some building there. That window closed as well.
Twice.
A couple different times. The mayor of D.C. has been, I don't say outspoken, but has been an advocate for bringing the Washington Redskins back to D.C. And the number one advocate on the city council, Jack Evans, is basically out. He's Mr. Stadium. He's the guy that ramrodded the Nats Park deal through. He's the guy that says, I don't care if we got a bond, what we borrow, whatever it is, we're building this stadium because we get our names on some nice new buildings and it's all fun. So I know that's boring for some folks. Here is your important deal. This is from the Washington Post story. In one meeting, people who attended said Snyder conditioned keeping the team in Maryland on the ability to offer sports betting in a new stadium. Two people said they understood Snyder to be suggesting he would rebuild at the FedEx location. Whoa. I'm going to say it one more time. Whoa. The visit to Annapolis suggests Maryland is still in the running for the next Redskins stadium, a possibility that seemed remote after a land swap negotiations with Governor Larry Hogan's administration fell apart. There's some quotes here later on in this story, Pete, that are basically saying, I'm not saying if you give me gambling, I'll build in Maryland, but I'm also saying if you don't, I'll go build somewhere else, right? Snyder, this is smart by him, okay, trying to build, again, some leverage, trying to build some competition, dangling gambling mm-hmm. in front of local lawmakers to say, this will help generate some of this money, right? I know you guys are going to finance this whole thing for me, and you're going to take a bond out and go into debt and all that kind of stuff. You'll make it back, though, with the gambling. This is what he's trying to do. It's smart. I see through it. I'm wondering if they will.
That's the big question. Like I said, you've already got MGM heavily invested in the county. So to have a third just within this metropolitan area, counting Live Casino as well, to have a third different company come in and try to invest in this area, I wonder how much of the pie there is really to split up. So how much additional money, and I think that's what we have to talk about, how much additional money would full-fledged gambling at FedEx Field bring to the state of Maryland that's not already being generated by MGM down in Fort Washington and Live Casino, obviously up in the Laurel area? So that's where, if Dan's going to make any kind of a case, he's got to come up with some way to show that additional money is going to be made to the state. Because right now, all you're doing, if you put it at FedEx Field, the people that live in Landover, the people that live on the other side of Landover, out Route 50, they're going to go there instead of MGM at that point.
You've got Ravens infiltration already into this market. And that the majority of that is the state of Maryland. They all but own Maryland. They're parts, they're Redskins fans in Maryland still. You go to Southern Maryland and, you know, Bethesda or whatever. I'm not saying that it's been eliminated. But the Ravens have made inroads, okay? If you have a stadium in Maryland, then you can maybe keep some of that population, right, who are Redskins fans in Maryland. Folks from D.C. can make it there. Folks from Northern Virginia begrudgingly will go there, mm-hmm. right? You made this point before the show. I think you're dead right. If this stadium goes in Virginia, I think you lose the Maryland folks.
I think you lose.
I don't think the reciprocal would be true.
No, I think you lose the diehards that are located in the district, the diehards that are located in Prince George's County, Charles County, St. Mary's County, you know, where I live in Southern Anne Arundel County, Calvert County. I think you're going to lose a lot of those people because there's no chance they're trekking all the way out 66 or the Dulles Toll Road to wherever you're going to build this thing. Because you're not building this thing in Alexandria. You're not building this thing in Arlington. You know, you're not going probably all the way down to Fredericksburg where there's still some open land down there in Stafford County or something like that.
Can you imagine?
You know, you'd have to go out near where Redskin. First of all, if you're going to build in Virginia, you'd be foolish not to build somewhere near Redskin Park, quite frankly, if you're the Redskins. But that then would, I think, eliminate some of the diehard folks from Prince George's County and the District of Columbia who have been on the hashtag HTTR train for so many years.
So here's the sentence that I want to discuss with you folks on the phones. 800-636-1067. Two people, this is again from the Washington Post story, two people said they understood Snyder to be suggesting he would rebuild at the FedEx location. They could build a new stadium at FedEx. What?
It's been the biggest complaint is location and traffic getting in and out of the current FedEx location.
Now, that stadium stinks. That's not his fault altogether.
He inherited it. They
could have done more, but he inherited it. That was a Jack Kent Cook, what the hell are you doing, you otherwise wonderful owner. That was a terrible decision then. It remains a terrible decision now. That's not all entirely on Snyder. What they haven't done to it and what they have done to it is his fault, in my humble opinion. Is this a disaster for the Redskins if they rebuild at FedEx? If they take that same site and rebuild there, is that a disaster? 800-636-1067. I'll give you my take 5 minutes away here on The Fan. Guys, Danny Ruggiero from my friends at Window Nation. They say hindsight is 2020. Stop looking back and start the new decade the right way with the resolution of savings event from Window Nation. This offer is unbelievable, okay? You're going to save thousands off brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows. I love Window Nation. I got Window Nation done in my condo. They did a perfect job. Brand new window, sliding glass door. They're great. So here's the offer. Check it out. Call today. Buy one window. Get one for free. Plus, you buy now. You pay later with no down payment. No payments. 0% financing until 2021. On top of that, Window Nation is going to give you a free pair of Capitals tickets with the purchase of a house of windows. And Window Nation is going to pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. So start off 2020 a whole lot warmer with Window Nation's resolution of savings event. You buy one window, you get one free, any style, no limit. Plus no down payment, no payments, no interest until 2021, no gas bill, and you can keep your cash in your wallet. You got nothing to lose and nothing to pay for a full year. Oh, and you get Caps tickets. 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant Danny here on The Fan. Pete is in for GMP. We got to talk some Marcell Ozuna, what the Nats' plan is. We'll do that in a few minutes here. But if you're just tuning in, welcome to the program. I think this is a big deal, Pete. And this is my – I have two major storylines with the Washington Redskins kind of overarching over the course of these years. One, it seems that they're trying to address. My number one story for them was this whole medical thing, their medical process. Individually, there could be good trainers, good doctors, whatever. They were having disastrous results. Okay, the proof was in the pudding. The proof was in the number of guys on injured reserve. The proof was in the number of guys that would are day-to-day that would end up being out for a month, the Quentin Dunbars of the world, et cetera, right? Their medical issues are profound and catastrophic at times. That was my number one sort of overarching storyline. This is my 1A, this stadium quest that Dan Snyder has been on for years, and every avenue has been closed to him, okay? Story this morning in the Washington Post. Basically, he has been meeting, talking about Snyder, within the last week, he's made the trek to Annapolis, met folks in the state legislature. And here's the big sentence. There are a couple different things, okay? But the big one is this. In one meeting, people who attended said Snyder conditioned keeping the team in Maryland on the ability to offer sports betting at a new stadium. Two people said they understood Snyder to be suggesting he would rebuild at the FedEx location. I think this, if this is real, if he's not just threatening, if he's not just posturing, trying to get other people interested, if he really intends to build at FedEx, I think that's a disaster for the Redskins. I really do. Now, I don't know markets. I'm not some sort of economist. I couldn't tell you one way or the other. I think this needs to be a Northern Virginia team because that's where their base is. That's where the majority of their fans, I would say, now are. They're in Virginia, and their headquarters is there. I'd love for them to be in D.C. I just don't think it's realistic.
I would agree with that 100%. And here's the thing. I mean, as I said earlier, it's all fine and dandy that you could say you want sports gambling and everything, but I think the state of Maryland is going to come back to him and say, Dan, how much additional revenue are you really going to create that we're not already creating at MGM and at Live Casino and even on a smaller level, Horseshoe, up in Baltimore? So I think that while that sounds good on the perimeter, I don't think it's going to generate a lot of revenue, and I don't think a lot of people are going to go to that location because people are already going to MGM. People are already going to Live Casino. And once Maryland gets its act in gear and allows you to bet on games at those two locations, I don't think it matters one iota what you do. Here's the problem at FedEx Field. And selfishly, as someone who lives 20 minutes from FedEx Field, sure, I would love for the team to stay there.
Huh.
But it's impossible when any sort of crowd gathers more than 30,000 there. It's impossible getting in and out of that facility.
Right.
And I don't know if there's anything more from an infrastructure standpoint they can do at that location.
It's all Band-Aids, right?
It's all Band-Aids that wouldn't have already been done in the time that it's been there because it's just an incredible process. I think you hit it on the head. Look, this team anchors itself in Loudoun County. It anchors itself in Northern Virginia. It made its training camp in Virginia. It used to be in Pennsylvania. Then they were at Frostburg. They had a chance to kind of give you a pseudo Maryland angle, but they are Virginia's team. They are a Virginia-based team. And I believe there's enough population in Northern Virginia that
enough
as
money.
Long as there's certainly enough money, yes. But as long as they put together a product on the field that is worth the consumer's investment, I think there's enough people out there to replace those like myself in Southern Anne Arundel, Prince George's, D.C., who may not make the trek out there to Loudoun County if you build it out there. That can be replaced by people out in that area, but it still comes down, no matter what Dan does on the perimeter here, this still comes down to putting a product that the consumer wants to invest his money in and invest his time in. So as far as I'm concerned, you can put a dome on this thing at FedEx Field. And I don't think it changes what right now is the initial problem with going to FedEx Field, and that's getting in and out of the joint and the process that is in the first place to the customer.
800-636-1067. The sentence that I want to debate here, discuss. Two people said they understood Snyder to be suggesting he would rebuild at the FedEx location. I think that's a disaster. But let's see what the callers think. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, good morning. You're on The Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I totally agree with the premise that, you know, it's all about the product that you put on the field. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it kind of goes back to the old saying, if you build it, they will come. You know what I'm saying? You can put the stadium anywhere. If they win, people are going to go. As far as you guys saying that it's incredibly hard getting out of the stadium when it takes place there, I really don't understand that. And I live like 7-8 minutes from the stadium. There are a lot of different ways to get out of that stadium to get wherever you need to go around here. But I guess if you're stuck to what Waze tells you, then you probably wouldn't know. But that stadium is a bit more accessible than you might think it is.
Right, Mo. You and I are local guys. We know the ins and outs, you know, maneuvering your way out the hill, road, and things of that nature. But when they constantly send you to either Garrett Morgan Drive out to 214 or out the campus way to 202, those are the two main roads in and out of there. That's where they try to funnel all the traffic to, and that's where everybody gets bogged down and stuck getting in and out of there.
Beyond that, the public transportation option that Dan Snyder hates, and he has been actively opposed to it forever because he doesn't get the parking revenue.
Right.
Okay, that's a challenge. You gotta take the metro to a mile away, either you're hoofing it, and he's been trying to restrict pedestrian traffic, so you got to take your car. He wants your cars in there. Okay, so for regular folks who don't know what you guys are talking about right there, it's really hard to get in and out of there. And Mo, you may know more than everybody else, and bully for you, I would say. I'd probably know more if it was in the Palisades where I live now, or Glover Park, than like the average guy coming in. But for everybody else, it's traffic jams, it's a completely chaotic, disorganized parking lot, the whole thing's a pain in the ass. I think that's a huge deal. Let's go to Paul in Southern Maryland. Paul, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
I don't think it's that big of a disaster rebuilding where they're at. Brightseed Road takes you right to 495, man. I understand for the locals the traffic concern, but I think if you put a dome on that thing and you're able to bring a Super Bowl there, it's a win for the state and for the economy. Now, I understand. Danny Boy likes to keep his parking revenue.
He loves it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a lot, but just floating an idea out there. Maybe not a metro stop at the stadium, but being a guy from Southern Maryland, if he's able to push the issue to get, you know, the metro rail a little bit further down the line from Branch Avenue, I think that would be a big win. I don't know if there's any way he can compound the deal to try and get the metro line. Because I know a lot of people down here want to see that metro line built.
Paul, thank you, buddy. I got to jump. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to cut you off there. It's a good call. Now we're talking about construction projects. Now we're talking about, I mean, think about how deep that web would have to go to make.
And who's going to pay for that? And, oh, by the way, if you put a dome on it and you bring a Super Bowl there, folks aren't staying at the Hampton Inn right outside of the stadium. They're going to be staying in D.C. So it's going to be the city. It's going to be the nation's capital that more than likely gets a lot of that revenue as opposed to Prince George's County.
Let's stay with this. 800-636-1067. Calls are coming in on it. To me, that sentence jumped out at me. The idea that the Redskins, a.k.a. Dan Snyder, could rebuild or augment FedEx Field when one of the huge complaints from so many fans, obviously the Maryland fans that were on the line have no complaints, it sounds like, but for everybody else, people don't like going to that stadium. I'm one of those people. Even when they were great, even when in 2012, when it was the most fun year ever, I'm not going to that stadium. And I was excited as anybody. It's not fun. I'm not doing it. I'll never go there again. If they rebuild there, I'm not going to that one. Never. No hyperbole there. I'm not going. You got to go somewhere else. You have to. Even if it's in Maryland, it can't be right there, in my opinion. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls next. The people are angry with old Danny Ruya. Welcome back to the show. It's great, Danny, here on The Fan. Pedro's in for Jeeps all week long. They don't like it. They get the sense maybe that I'm running down the state of Maryland. I am not. I have no animus. I have no problem.
I live in the state of Maryland, and I don't feel offended by anything you've said.
I have no problem. What I'm saying is FedEx Field, where it is, we're getting all these people come out of the woodwork that apparently are like directional oracles telling me a less trafficy ways to go. And I'd say, Godspeed. I would sell your services online to help people with their map quests and their ways and whatever else. But one of the established things about where this stadium is that it ain't good, right? There's nothing great about it. There have been shopping centers and things that have been built up around there, but it's not like you come down here to Nats Park. It's a different planet. It's not like when I was a kid growing up and going to high school and middle school and elementary school in Washington, D.C., if you had to go to Union Station and you drove down Mass Avenue and you walked and you drove by where Cap One Arena is now, it was a blight. It was a terrible area. Policemen, the anecdote was, they wouldn't give you tickets if you ran red lights because if you stopped your car, you put your life in your hands. It was awful. Not far from the Capitol, where we are right now. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most murdery buildings in the history of the world. This is the site where a drug lord ran operations from North Carolina all the way up to New York City. Here, where I'm sitting, 100 feet down below me, I'm sure there are bodies still. The city has changed. You look no further than what's happened around these arenas. And yes, sometimes it's public money. Sometimes it's what Abe Poland did. You don't get the sweetheart deal. But things get built up around it. Neighborhoods change. Things change. And it's awesome. It's glorious.
But what Abe Poland showed you was the owners can.
Oh, they can and should. Bill. But my point is that hasn't happened out by FedEx. Yes, there's a Wegmans. Yeah, there's a nice shopping center across a couple major thoroughfares and things. But it's not like this. It's not like it's all right here. If you park in the gray lot where Grant's family does when they go, or his in-laws, you got to cross over a creek. It's like there's like a 2x4 on the ground for people to sort of tightrope their walk over there. He won't even build a path. You're going to keep something that's broken in that same broken spot. I know it's not as convenient for a few folks in Maryland that are going to these games. And I'm sorry about that. Bigger picture, greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people. It's not to be at FedEx. And that's what we're talking about. Dan Snyder met with folks in Annapolis, state legislatures, hinting and basically saying, I'll build at the FedEx site if you guys give me gambling. I think that's a disaster for the Redskins. Let's go to Patrick in D.C. Patrick, good morning. What's your reaction to this?
Hey, guys. Yeah, building on FedEx is definitely a disaster, but building in Loudoun is also a disaster. For those of us who grew up in D.C., live in D.C., mm-hmm. and want to see a good product on the field, district is gonna nuke RFK and build a recreational complex. Danny missed the boat on building down at Nats Park.
Yep.
Why is he not pushing to rebuild there and bring the Redskins home? Can you imagine the marketing possibilities?
Yes,
and
Patrick.
No one can complain.
Right. Oh, thanks, buddy. Sorry, I cut you off. That was my fault. I was going to react to what he said. The ideal, by the way, for me as a district resident, is they're in D.C. somehow. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I don't know how it's feasible. I don't. I mean, where Audi Field is would have been maybe the best spot, but Audi Field's there now. I don't know what you do.
RFK, I don't know if you could have built something big enough at Audi Field and then had all of the
amenities that you're talking about.
Yeah. Parking and all that other stuff
might
around
right.
it. Quite frankly, right. I mean, I think they built as big a stadium. You need to build something twice as big as Audi Field. I'm not sure you could do that over in that location because of the sensitivity to the water around it and everything like that. Look, outside, I mean, look, we spend a lot of time driving around D.C. I mean, I've refereed all over this city. I've seen every nook and cranny of it now. Look, if they don't rebuild at RFK, I don't know where they're rebuilding. There's no other place that you're going to rebuild that you're going to be able to clear enough land to build a stadium big enough to house an NFL team and the parking
yes.
and everything that goes around it.
I mean, there's spots as you kind of go, you know, northeast in the city where you get kind of close to Hyattsville. There's some territory where you could do it, but you run into the same problems that you run into at where FedEx is. The accessibility question,
yes.
right? Because you're dealing with the Beltway. There are only so many arteries that are just not built to handle the volume. I mean, it's what happens every morning when you come in from Northern Virginia. You go on 66. It's a 2-lane highway when you get close to D.C. That needs to be a 7-lane highway given the volume of cars. You're boned every single time. And that's why they put on these ridiculous tolls and all this other kind of crap.
$68 one day.
It's not built to handle the volume of people. You're going to build in a space, if it's not RFK, that's just not built to handle the volume of people. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, because, again, the doors keep closing. Snyder's trying to open them again. I give him credit for trying. I just can't fathom that this is their best option. It is if he's holding on to the idea that someone else is going to pay for it. It may be their best and last
Let
option.
Me ask you this before you
yeah.
take another call.
Go ahead.
If for some reason, and I don't anticipate this even a thought in his mind, but if for some reason a name change might affect change at the RFK site.
This is the question.
Do you think he would at least from that standpoint, first of all, the marketing and the merchandising and everything, if you change the name, that's instant dollars. Instant dollars the moment you do it.
Now, it costs a lot to do that.
It does.
Smart people have told me that.
It does.
I said the same thing. I go, let's say you love the name so much and you got it tattooed on yourself. I don't care either
way. But if that's the only way that he can get the RFK site reopened for discussion, do he and his investors along with him, the Fred Smiths and everybody else, do they do it?
It's a great question. It really is. And would Redskins fans that are passionate about this, would they care? Again, I root for a team called the Wizards. That's a dumb team name, okay? They're the Bullets, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, I'm with you on that 100%.
They changed it for some stupid reason. It was a dumb reason. Remains dumb to this day. I don't care what you call the team. I know who they are. It's the Washington team. I'm a local guy. I root for the local team. Very simple to me.
Because do you bring, and also from a fan standpoint, do you bring some of those casual sports fans back in the fold your way who may resent you a little bit now because of their thoughts on what the name in their mind represents?
It's a great question. And I wonder how those hardcore fans that were opposed to any kind of name change, that's your right, think what you want. Again, I do not care about that debate at all. I never have. We had to do it because it's part of the gig. Would you trade that? Would you trade the name to be in the ideal site? And I think a lot of people would not, honestly. So that makes me believe that Redskins top brass would not also. But it's interesting to bring up, right? Because if we all know what the ideal site is. It's that RFK site. We all know.
Correct.
And if somebody says, here's your trade-off, we'll get you all everything you want, but they're not called the Redskins anymore. I wonder what Dan Snyder would do. He would stew over that. I'll tell you that much. Charles Davis is going to join us at 11 o'clock. Let's finish the hour out with this because this is kind of newsy.
Good topic.
We're kicking it around.
It's good back and forth.
The basic thing that we're reacting to here, because there's a million and one angles on this. The sentence in this Washington Post story that jumped out at me. Again, I'm going to read it to you one more time. In one meeting, people who attended said Snyder conditioned keeping the team in Maryland on the ability to offer sports betting in a new stadium. Two people said they understood Snyder to be suggesting he would rebuild at the FedEx location. We got to get into the gambling aspect of this a little bit more, too. Pete, you know, just, again, piggybacking off what Ted Leonsis was able to get, taking that green turtle, turning it into the Ted Leonsis William Hill House of Gambling Memorial Prop Bet place. I don't know if the name's official or not. Snyder wants the same kind of treatment there in Maryland. Let's get into that a little bit. 11 o'clock, Charles Davis, your call is 5 minutes away. It's great to hear the fan. Pete is in for GP. And in honor of my friend GP, isn't this the song from Thor, is what he would say if this came on. I suppose it is the song from Thor. It's also something else. It's a work of significance from a band called Led Zeppelin. But that's for another time in another game where we play. Does Grant know the song? And the answer is typically no. Even when it's a band he claims to know, like Queen, we sneak one right by him for those. Welcome back. The long and short of this opening hour is the news that broke in the Washington Post, the Washington Post for you Southern Maryland folks, Pete.
That's right.
Southern Maryland. Dan Snyder is considering rebuilding at the FedEx location. Oh, my God. That, to me, is a bombshell. People are sort of treating this as, just sort of posturing and things. If that's true, if we buy it, I think that's a major development. I think it's very bad for the Washington Redskins. Let's jump to the phones here. Ian in D.C. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, so a couple of thoughts on this, and I know you teased the intertwining of the gambling. Mm-hmm. So my initial thought is, to me, this is a supposition. There is not a single politician in Virginia, D.C., now that Jack Evans is gone, and you've already heard Larry Hogan. Nobody wants to partner with Dan Snyder. And when you're talking about something of this size, you need a lot of local and community support for that to happen. Dan Snyder is such a toxic individual. His 20-year run has deteriorated public trust to the point where there's just no buy-in there. So to me, I think this is the only solution. It will not alleviate all the concerns you have, the logistics of getting there, the centralness to Virginia, the ease of the D.C. residents. I think it's just going to be there. Now, what he has to hope is that he builds such a state-of-the-art stadium coupled with a better parking mechanism, a better in-and-out flow, and hopefully more public transit assistance to kind of lure fans back. But again, fans showed up when RG3 was there.
Yeah.
Fans don't show up when the team's bad and they've been bad. And look, his only hope is if you can attract a player of that ilk. And Dwayne Haskins ain't RG3, and Ron Rivera ain't Joe Gibbs. So we're kind of stuck where we've been the last couple of years.
In terms of buzz, yeah, it's a great call.
They don't have to be RG3 and Joe Gibbs. They just need to win 10 games, 10 or 11 games. Let's start there.
Well, when they won 9, Pete, people didn't care in the same way that they had in the past.
I know. Because it was once in a while, Danny. It was nine this year, and then 7, 8, and 1 the following year. You know, I mean,
no, I know.
If you can get to 10 and 11 consistently, and then the consumer buys back in with his dollars, not just his television eyes, then that's one thing. But right now, you've got to rebuild the trust of your on-field product so your consumer is willing to take the next step and start to reinvest in coming to the games. People still buy the merchandise, and they still watch the games on TV, but they have not made the ultimate. There's no question. When you're not successful, people aren't going to do that. Your diehards remain in there, but until it's just like any business. If you have a bet, you talked yesterday. You talked about great customer service experience that you had at a restaurant. When you have a good customer service experience, you're more likely to go back to that establishment if you're in that area.
And
correct?
It's why I'm never going to FedEx again.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
But that makes my point.
Yeah,
that makes my point. So as a consumer, if I trust that you as a manager or an owner are going to put a better product on the field on a more consistent basis, then yes, I'm more likely to sample your product. But in this case, the caller, I thought Ian put it very well. There's no trust between a majority of the fan base and the management that they're going to put the kind of product out there that is worthy of the incredible financial investment, let alone your time investment, to come to the ballpark and watch the game.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Danny, Pete?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, listen, Danny, I got you, man. I'm with you. That's a total disaster to even think about that. And here's why. I think both of you kind of pointed to it a little bit. Pete, you talked about the competitive nature of how many casinos are located between Baltimore and say, National Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. You can't tell me that that place is going to generate money, FedEx, gambling-wise, without it being a 24-hour type of atmosphere. That place is in the middle of the desert. There's nothing there. There's no reason to go there except for the games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of gambling from, you know, there'll be some gambling from people that just gamble. That's not me, but I don't care. I don't knock them.
Right.
But you don't have any area around there, in other words, to create that type of atmosphere. It's surrounded by residential. You can't get all of those people, you just can't bulldoze all everything and you know, you've got to have an atmosphere. That place is not it. It won't work.
I think that's very well said. Appreciate you.
People like LeVar already lost their ass with a restaurant there. I mean, Pete, they've tried that before.
I know.
Let's
go to Steve in Rockville. Steve, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Yes, I'm calling about the name change. So I'm one of these fans that vehemently is opposed to changing the name. I just think it has more to do with political correctness. But there's one condition that I would agree to as a fan if for them to change the name. That would be if it was, in other words, DC saying you can build on the RFK site, change the name. If all they did was change it from Redskins to Warriors, and then they just kept everything else the same. They keep the uniforms the same. You know, throw in the spear, the throwback, throw that in there maybe, but kept everything else the same. To me, that would still be connected to the legacy of the past. So, you know, not everybody's going to be happy about everything,
yeah. But
that might be a good compromise. And here's the thing about the DC site. There's a metro stop right there.
Right there. Steve, I got to jump, buddy. It's a good phone call. Appreciate it. Let me squeeze in Dre in Manassas. Andre, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Listen, you know, D.C. is a liberal city, but they're not, like, extremely progressive. I mean, I think D.C. realizes, you know, they have an opportunity to make money and get jobs into the city. And I think there's a deal made there to be had. You know, Snyder takes responsibility of the building, you know, get the Metro Armada to make sure that no matter what the situation, they're going to be there for the fans to bring fans home, because that's a situation, for some reason, I don't know why, but it's a situation. There's a deal to be made. The last thing I would say, Danny, and I know this is very something about Mary 5-minute abs, but what if he changed the name to the Washington Bullets?
Oh,
you think people will bite?
Thank you, buddy. Honestly, they do so much market research, and they'd figure out something if they were to go down that road. I'd like it, but
can
what do I matter?
Can we have the red, white, and blue?
Yeah. What would it matter to me? I don't know. It's
sell a lot of jerseys.
We start getting into the weeds on name change, and somebody's going to send me the thing about the potato
beanies.
I don't know. I just don't really want that. Some people are critical of me for this name change conversation. Again, here's my stance on it. I'm not passionate about it. Some people are. Some people are not. I prefer not to fake things. It's hopefully one of the reasons I've been able to stick around here for a little bit. When I am passionate,
people are
share
too
that,
smart for that stuff. Now.
You know, so I try not to have a Stephen A. Smith screaming hot take about something I don't really care about. That's just my general stance on it. My general stance on Charles Davis is that he's awesome. He comes on in about 5 minutes here, 11:01. He will break down both teams in the Super Bowl. Tell us who he thinks has the edge. Grant and Danny next. Guys, Danny Ruya here from my pals, Tedbert Ford. I'm a Tedbert man. Here's how I can prove that. Not one, not two, three different times been to Tedbert Ford. Got myself a Ford Fusion from Tedbert Ford. You know what it's doing right now? It's on P3, charging up. That's right. Had the car for 2 years and about 7 months now. I got gas for the 11th time this past weekend.
I'm parked right next to it. I can confirm that.
You can confirm. That's Pete Matters chiming in. It's all true. I love Tedbert Ford. These guys are great. Here's what happens. You go to Tedbert Ford. You'll be treated very well. That matters to me. Okay. Now that I'm an old man, I'm 40. I care about that sort of stuff. I'm like, is there a draft in here? You don't like that. Got great coffee in the lobby. They treat you very well. They understand you're not a professional car buyer. They get you're not just rolling around 24/7, pricing out cars and doing things. You're very busy. You got a life. They will get you in. They'll get you out. That's number one. Number two, they'll give you great value for your trade. 120% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's every day. Then they'll give you Tedbert for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get it. That's confidence for life. Big stuff like the powertrain. Little things like they do complimentary Virginia state inspection all for life. It's a great deal. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford. Please go see them. And when you do, in Fairfax and Chantilly, online at Tedbert.com, just tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.